The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Rodeo Week. Okay, today, the 14th of May, and rodeo kicks off tonight. The Red Rodeo kicks off tonight. Really started last night with the Hall of Fame dinner, and that was a great, great event. Honoring four members that have been so associated with the Reading Rodeo in our town like this.
Two in heaven.
Two in heaven.
And two here.
Two here.
Yeah.
And
we've interviewed the two living on our station.
Yeah.
And we'll again with John Growney.
John will be in tomorrow.
On Thursday, yes.
Yeah.
And we had the Miss Reading Rodeo, Miss, Winters, 1958.
Yep, Sandy Winters.
Yeah, she is an amazing woman. She's 85, still going strong, and stands straight up, and she was amazing.
Where's that cowboy hat, Will?
Yes, she does.
Hey, good morning to the show. 7:06 in the morning, news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. And at Shasta Regional Medical Center, Ben's at the helm. Morning, Ben.
Good morning.
What did you do last night? Did you work?
No, I relaxed.
Oh, nice.
What's that like?
It was nice.
Yeah, somebody has to tell us about that. Okay. Any national days?
It's a National Decency Day.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we like.
Well, we
could
go for that one.
So, active listening, better understanding, and compassion.
Okay, we could take a spoon of that every day. We start with the morning with a spoon of
compassion.
Yes, decency.
Finding my socks.
Yeah, and actually teaching that, and I think that always begins at the dinner table, you know?
Yeah.
The dinner table and the family start with the lessons at a very young age about what it is to be decent to your neighbor, to your teachers, to your friends.
To your family.
Yes.
We know family.
Family is not just blood. Family is extended. Yeah.
Don't even talk to each other because of an election.
Right.
Are you kidding?
We have two friends that we know.
Yeah. I mean,
the kids
ridiculous.
Will not talk to them because of a certain political affiliation.
You know, it's...
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway,
we want sunshine.
Ridiculous.
We want decency. All right. Let me tell you about how beautiful the weather is going to be today. Because we know we've been through like, on Monday, thunderstorms and, what happened out at the, you know, the rodeo grounds. And so here we're coming back with sunshine. 79 today, overnight lows, mostly clear with overnight lows of 53. Now Thursday calls for 86. So it's going to be one of those cool, wonderful nights, with decreasing clouds on Thursday night with 59. We go back to around 86 on Friday. This is all great rodeo weather. Last night it got chilly when the sun went down. So we all needed to have a wrap. So, overnight lows on Friday will be 58. Saturday calls for slight chance of thunderstorms, with 77 and overnight lows of 52. And Sunday will be clear and sunny. So, if you're planning on going to the Cowboy Church, which is one of a kind, first time ever happening, here in Reading out at the rodeo grounds, it is free. Read more about that on readingrodeo.com.
Okay, the loot that was taken from the bank was found over there at a Tesla charging station over there by Sundial Bridge. But they haven't identified the lone stranger in the sidekick. So here's the clue. They paused for a moment to take a break. From their flight from the Cowboys, they're trying to shake. The Cowboys offered witnesses in the scene they did scan. For clues that they threw, which may have missed the cans. Rick Bassetti and Stephanie Bridget. That's who it is. No, I don't know. But throwing things. Okay, we'll give that again today. Hey, I'm here with the Korean. Veterans Association, not War Veterans, Korean Veterans Association here with Dick Wilkinson and Frankie Rose. Hey, you two kids, what are you doing? What's up?
Well, I have the agenda here for our third Saturday meeting, which is coming up this next Saturday.
Okay.
At the Country Waffle, and we meet there at, should arrive about 11 o'clock. We should have lunch or breakfast. The meeting starts at 12 in our...
After the parade then, so you can go downtown for the Reading Rodeo Parade, and that's over, and head right down to the Waffle House.
Yep, and our guest speaker is going to be Justin Bond. He's the CEO and founder of Our Heroes Dreams. My wife and I went to the event about a month ago at the casino there. And one thing that they're working on, there's a lot of veterans, especially if they've been wounded, that are committing suicide. And they have a big suicide prevention program. Anyway, I found out last year we lost 4 of our Korean War veterans, and I found out later 2 of them actually committed suicide, which I surprised me. I'm not going to mention their names.
Well, don't.
But so he's going to be our speaker this Saturday at our lunch meeting.
Okay.
And also there's we're going to be involved in a fundraiser, you know, this one for...
Yeah, Nessie.
Yeah.
For the stem cell research.
Yeah, and we're setting up a booth at the Sportsman Warehouse on the weekend of May 23rd, Friday, and Saturday the 24th, and we'll be there from 9 to 1 o'clock, and we'll be asking for donations to help with their stem cell.
Yeah. And there's somebody's giving Frank, isn't somebody giving a lecture on stem cells? You sent me something like that. Let me look.
Yes, they are.
Here we go. You're
on the 23rd, 24th, and he's an expert on it, and it's going to be at 6 o'clock, and that'll be that same Friday that we're doing at the Sportsman Warehouse, but that's at 6, and we're going to be done at 1, from 9 to 1, so it can run right from there to the Red Lion. It'll be interesting to say what the provisions are. Because basically, from what I understand, it's all experimental. So,
Well, of course.
They're using stem cells here in the
United
States.
But
the one they're talking about for Nessie,
okay.
Nessie, right?
Yeah,
is being done in Mexico because it hasn't reached
okay.
the final testing
clinical testing.
It's going to be May 23rd. Oh, all this is at May 23rd. It's not this weekend. It's May 23rd. And then at the Red Line, James Fortune, and he was, Frank said, international recognized stem cell educator.
Fantastic.
He'll be here to share insights about this regenerative medicine.
May 23rd.
Is it free?
Yeah. Is the talk free?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
it is.
Well, last night, just for instance, there's all kinds of things come into one's mind as we hear this information. Last night, I sat with a gal who is thinking about having a hip replacement because the stem cell work that she said, unfortunately, the stem cells have not worked. So, and that is on one hand. On the other hand, there was another conversation I was having with a person that said, once you're diagnosed, you need to see if you can get it quickly into a trial series like this, because the sooner the quicker you go into it rather than waiting for your diagnosis, you have a better chance of somebody taking you into a clinical study as this.
You know, but 4 or 5 years ago, my wife had stem cell thing on her left knee,
mm-hmm.
and they withdraw your blood and then they extrapolate
stem cells
out,
mm-hmm.
and they do something with it and they
right.
inject it back in her knee.
Right.
And you know, it doesn't happen overnight. And
right.
And I asked her, "Is your knee feeling better?" She said, "I don't know." But right now, her knee doesn't hurt anymore, but you don't really notice.
Right.
It has to grow back in there.
It's almost like if you think about when they take your tooth and they put a bone in there, you know, when they take your tooth out and they graft a bone in there, you know, that takes time when somebody's putting a cap back on it. So that makes sense. It's like anything else, like a tooth growing out, a bone healing, it takes time for your body to assimilate and understand it and grow it. So, Wonderful. If she's feeling no pain, that's great.
The people that did it, they'd call about every 6 months and ask her how it's doing. All
right.
And she's not really sure, you know.
Right.
Because you don't notice any, from day to day, you don't see any difference.
Right, right. Well, we do have to take a break. We're here with our Korean War veterans, and we're talking about this fantastic event that's coming up on May 23rd, some other events too, and this is free to the public to hear this renowned expert talking about
stem cell
rejuvenation.
Okay. 7:15 and here on the 14th of May, first night of rodeo, and we're going to be giving away some tickets for Friday and Saturday during the show here. We'll be right back with the Korean veterans.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salad, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, inviting you to attend the High Plains Shooting Sports Center fundraising dinner May 29th at the Anderson VFW. Live auction, raffle, and lots of gun giveaways. Dinner catered by Rockin' Pete's Barbecue. This is a great opportunity to help shooting sports and the Second Amendment in Shasta County. High Plains Shooting Sports fundraiser dinner this May 29th. For tickets, call me, Patrick Jones, at 530-222-3223 or come by Jones's Ford on Cypress Avenue. And thank you for your support.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Come down to Spin That Wheel and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $300,000 anniversary swipe to win draw. Come spin the super prize wheel for a chance to win up to $300,000 and more. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday through May starting at 7 p.m. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale. Featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Reading's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m. And the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Reading Rodeo returns May 14th through the 17th. Four nights of rodeo excitement and fun for the whole family. We even added breakaway roping. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com. Bulls, barrels, broncs, and big time thrills. Thank you to our sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Block Beverage, Pendleton Whiskey, SNL Group, Reading Rancheria, Reading Rodeo, May 14th through the 17th. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bach. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst has been repairing windshields for 30 years. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst, the true windshield whisperer. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it, brings it into his climate-controlled area there, puts his special mixture of stuff on the chip or crack, and then guarantees it for the whole life of the windshield. You have that windshield another 17 years like I did, never got any bigger, that crack that was in my windshield. That's how he does great, great work. And if you're not sure, why don't you bring your vehicle down for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. And we're here with Dick Wilkinson and Frank Rose, members of the Korean Veterans Association, and they've got a number of things that are happening, as we heard, everything from stem cell to...
events that are coming up, but yep. There's one most importantly, I believe, well, not that one is more important. Let me retract that statement, but this one coming up. So, first of all, can we just ask a little bit about where you were in Korea, being a Korean War veteran? Let's hear a little bit about your time in the service.
Well, I never was sent to a combat area. I actually served in California, Hawaii, and Kodiak, Alaska. And I was in the Navy, I was never even assigned to a ship, but I was land-based the whole time.
Well, you still served your time, so you could have been called up any minute.
You would have been,
This is what people don't know.
The Korean War started on the 25th of June, 1950, about 2 weeks after I graduated from high school.
Yes.
There was a draft on. I did not want to be drafted into the Army Infantry.
Right.
And I heard if you enlist, that you can request something, you may get it. I want to be around airplanes.
Right.
And so I ended up being an airplane mechanic in a land-based patrol squadron. We had 12 Lockheed P-2B Neptune twin-engine patrol bombers. And we're land-based. So I was in the Navy, never signed to a ship.
But it's an integral part. Let's just say that. There's no but. All of it's very integral in the parts of what you were doing for those people who were flying in combat. Right. What you were doing on land with those planes was just as important.
At Kodiak, the planes were patrolling the Barents Sea between, I think it's like 53 miles between Russia and Alaska, the closest point. They were patrolling that for submarines and stuff.
All right. Well, my dad is still alive, and he was a Korean War veteran as well, and was on a ship. Was never really in combat, but they were patrolling.
He was off the coast of Korea.
Yeah. And my brother was born in Guam. Mm. Oh, you've got great stories there. Are you going to the rodeo on Saturday night?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Would you like to?
No.
Okay.
Frankie.
Yeah. I don't like to leave my wife too long.
Okay. That's a great.
I don't like to leave my wife too long either. And no matter how much I try, I cannot get away.
I find you.
A couple of years ago, she started falling, and she has a walker now. I don't like to be over too far away very long.
Oh, how sweet.
So,
you know, mates forever. Hey, Frank, how are you, buddy?
One step at a time.
One step at a time. We've watched you.
Yeah.
You've been our branch to our veterans here, booking them on our morning show.
Yes.
Being very active in the weekend shows. You've been a fixture here at KCNR, and we so much appreciate your outreach to the veterans. Veteran of the Year.
Yeah.
Italian of the Year.
Okay, last thoughts here because we've got to run.
What's that?
Last thoughts?
Well, also, I'd like to mention that Patrick Jones is having his fundraiser, you know, on the 29th. It's a Thursday. It's a fundraiser for his High Plains Shooting Sports Center.
Okay.
And it's a dinner meeting, and it's going to be at the Anderson VFW. And doors open at 4, dinner at 6. You can go to get application or give him a call at the Jones's Fort, and if you want to find out more information about it.
There you go. Okay.
Thank you.
I'd like to mention that the last 2 weekends we had a Rose of Sharon fundraiser for the Korean veterans, and we raised $1,623. I want to thank people listening who dropped by and helped us with donations. We appreciate it. We actually used most of the money to buy student dictionaries, which we give free to third graders at 6 local grammar schools.
Well, thank you so much,
you.
Dick and Frank.
Yep.
And we're going to take a quick break, and we've got Reading Rodeo, and the CEO of Reading Rodeo is going to join us the president of the committee there. I should put it that way. It's going to join us right after this break. We'll be right back.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night, opening on May 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
We're back 6 days a week. Since 1938, Jack's Grill is served fabulous steaks. Pork tender filet mignon, New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Deep fried prawns and southern fried chicken. All dinners served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries. And a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill. Open Monday through Saturday now with comfortable patio seating. A Redding landmark at their historical location on California Street, downtown Redding.
It's rodeo week, and once again, those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose. As usual, they bumbled the annual bank robbery. You can win cash by unmasking the lone stranger and finding the hidden loot. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to this Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast downtown in the Whistle Stop Park. Tickets are only...
Neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including property management, offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants.
Something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
KIXE-PBS and Indie Lens Pop-Up present a free screening of the film Matter of Mind, My Alzheimer's, an intimate portrayal of three families confronting the unique challenges of Alzheimer's and how this progressive disease transforms roles and relationships. Join us May 14th at 5 p.m. at Dignity Health's Connected Living at 200 Mercy Oaks Drive in Reading to watch this important film and to discover what resources are available for families from local brain health partners.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Rodeo Central.
Are you feeling the magic? Are you feeling the energy in the room?
I am.
Because we've got two head honchos in here right now.
You can't get any bigger than what we have here. We have Jack Potter from Ready Ranch Rhea, who
is the chairman.
Who is here? Most of them's here.
Yeah, good morning. Somewhere there's scattered on the planet.
He knows what I'm talking about. And of course, Ted Bambino, who is the president of the Reading Rodeo Association, who has shepherded us through the with help, and he's the first one to say that, shepherded us through our lease agreements with the city. And so it was huge. Huge announcements right before the rodeo started.
Yeah, it's a big deal. We really want to focus on rodeo, and we'll really blow that up after rodeo. But it is relieving to know that generations ahead do not have to worry about 10-year leases and what are we going to do in 3 years, what are we going to do in 4 years. Now we can focus on improvements, financing, getting our facilities up to snuff that the community wants. Community wants us there.
Community totally backed this.
Yes.
I mean, Reading Rancheria.
So do we have a 100-year lease?
I think I want to, well, I want my grandkids to enjoy it all the way through. Past that, you know, I have no control. But 45 is sufficient for now.
That's good.
Well, you know what?
That's three generations.
Yeah, you all are all six generations ahead. Yeah, Jack is. Yeah. You know, just an announcement here that for the first time we're going to be doing RABA. Is going to be picking people up from 4 to 6, running every 15 minutes from the RABA spot downtown and over at Mount Shasta Mall. That's going to go from 4 to 6. I'll give you time to get in and get your seats. And then from 9:30 to 11, you can catch the RABA bus back to your car so you don't have to fight any of the parking.
Is great.
Yeah.
It's going every 15 minutes.
From 4 to 6 and 9:30 to 11.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. And you got to have your rodeo tickets to ride free.
It's called Canby Transfer Station.
I have no idea.
Right. It's in the J.C. Penney parking lot.
In the downtown.
I know what you're talking about.
In the downtown RABA terminal, yeah.
So. Okay.
RABA.
I would be remiss if we didn't talk about how we brought back a special event, and it's from Qantas.
Qantas
Stagecoach.
It was
that became world famous last year on opening night of rodeo with Jack Potter.
Exactly. That's the only way I do it. If Jack Potter ain't in it to win it and going to make the news and be the best at what he can do, then no sense in doing it.
And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just go to YouTube. But what happened is the stagecoach came in at like about 2 feet off of where it should have been. Mm-hmm. One of the horses turned sideways, and we had a beginning of a spectacular wreck that went all the way around the arena. and Jack was up on the seat next to the driver, and Jack was so worried that he videoed everything up there with a big smile on his face. Yeah.
And eyes like saucers. And we watched, and we both, all of us had our hands over our mouth, like, because we'd heard there was something special going on. Like, they whispered, like, oh, wait till you see. They're going to give some kind of special. So I just thought at first, oh,
part
this,
of the
is,
show.
This is a joke. This is a joke.
Yeah.
But then when I watched you going around and I saw your eyes, I then felt like, no, I think that this is real and we're watching. But it was poetry in motion, really.
Oh, it was. It was beautiful. And when you put trust in animals,
yes,
that's all you can do.
Yeah. No.
Animals have their own mind. They have their own spirit. They have their own life. And what they choose to do, they choose to do.
They choose to do
it. Even though we think we can control everything, we can't.
No.
And we've got to realize
that. Those horses have been doing this, you know, countless times, but then something happens.
Right.
And it's out of the ordinary, and then all bets are off.
It's live, baby.
So. I think it was that beautiful lady that was setting Catty Corner, right there at the exit gate. She had so much bling on. And it was messing with my eyes. The sun was going down, and I was, like, seeing many colors and so many sparkles. So maybe the horse was like, what the hell?
Yeah. Could have been.
Could have been. The partnership or the relationship, I shouldn't say partnership, but the relationship, Ted, between the Reading Rodeo Association and the Reading Rancheria is kind of exceptional. You know, when you go to every other event that PRCA puts on.
It is. It's we're very blessed to have the partnership with the Rancheria. And, in fact, I went to a California committee, rodeo committee meeting down in Salinas, and I talked about sponsorships. And at the end of it, the gal asked me, he says, what's your most unique sponsor? And I alluded to our relationship with Reading Rancheria, and I told them about, you know, how we go to the community together, how we're perceived in the community together, the year-round working relationship we have with them. And I was kind of bombarded by a lot of rodeo committees without California, like, how do you do that? Because everybody's got casinos in their area, but we have the Rancheria. They just happen to have a casino as well.
Yeah, it's much more than that casino.
So
much more.
I encourage them to focus on the heritage and the tribes, and we've done that. They do that a good job. I would probably say that, you know, if you allude to imagining, you know, Pendleton, Oregon, and their Native American history that they do up there is obviously a huge rodeo. But similar to how we do things here, like tonight, you'll see poetry in motion with the dancers. And I think the most special thing to me, being from Reading and living here my whole life, is the blessing of the grounds that Jack does. I mean, it's so touching to know that we respect that, we honor that, and then we celebrate that. And I think those three things here for us, allude the lease and all that, we're on very special ground regardless of the rodeo. But with the rodeo and our relationship with Rancheria, it even makes it better. So I'm proud of that.
And then we've got the Stillwater Powwow right there at the rodeo grounds, mm-hmm. which has really, really expanded through from where you're having it, and more and more people are able to see this beautiful event.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about tonight, though, before we take this break. Tonight is Native American Night, the opening night of the rodeo.
Yes, it truly is, and it's one of our most favorite relationships that we have in the community. I truly do appreciate the Reading Rodeo Association. It takes me back to younger years, when I was a little Native American child sitting in the stands, climbing over the fence, chasing those greased up pigs. That was some fun stuff.
Wow.
A lot of us Native Americans are kind of cowboyish, and it's funny in a way, cowboys and Indians, or an Indian that's a cowboy. But I enjoy it. It has deep family roots.
Right.
My dad was a cowboy. Yeah. His dad was known as Cowboy Jack Potter.
Well, I think it's the love of the land.
And the animals.
And the animals and your surroundings in
nature.
Yeah,
you just get to be free.
Right.
Just, go for it.
Drink from a stream.
So tonight, there's going to be
dancing.
Dancing.
Yes. And heritage.
And also, Ms. Dove.
Yes.
Is going
Dove to, Jude.
Dove
she
Jude.
Will Dove just, Jude. If you don't have tickets, I think there's probably still tickets available.
A few.
At the
a
box
few.
Office.
A few for tonight.
Right. And you may want to get over there now. Well, as soon as it opens, I think at 9?
Renee will be there at 10.
Okay, she's amazing. By the way, Renee, shout out to Renee. She is a rock star in her own way, how she handles all these people, because there's a lot of last-minute people. We're seeing it all the time.
Yep.
But, I mean, you will hear, you will see dancers in their full
regalia.
And the history of what the jingle and the different dances mean.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so much. It's intriguing when you truly get in depth and have a better understanding of like what each regalia represents and stuff. Even though powwow wasn't traditional to us California Indians, it was something that was collectively as Native American and a lot of our people that were rounded up and took into boarding schools and removed from their culture when they tried to come back to their communities. The elders weren't receptive and they didn't accept them back in because it was damaging because their new learned ways could infiltrate and change the community. And so those children that were taken off to the boarding schools and colonized came up with powwow.
Oh, well, that's a whole
and
book.
So that was a way that they could still maintain their Native American heritage and come together as a community.
Oh, man, that makes me just boof.
And so they adapted and rose above and continued on.
Mm. And this is the powerful, when you do the powwow, the opening ceremony.
Yeah.
And all those kids dancing with their hearts.
And their adults.
And the adults. But there were two brothers out there. I could not take my eyes off these. Maybe they're eight and seven. And they were so into that moment.
Yeah, when they're in it and they feel it and they're just going, the Spirit's leading them and they're just on fire.
So Ted, the fact is, I mean, our 4-day rodeo we have here, first of all, it's the largest in Northern California.
Yes.
But this 4-day rodeo, what's it mean to you here? I mean, you've been associated with rodeo, but now that we're doing a regular rodeo, not the bulls and the barrels and all that.
Well, for us in the rodeo and the rodeo committee and the community, it just enhances our already good rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
We got a fantastic rodeo. But tonight with the 4 days, we're kind of at the beginning of, you know, with Red Bluff and Clovis and then us, the beginning of the spring run for the contestants. So if you're a rodeo fan, a true rodeo fan, you watch the Cowboy Channel, you know these cowboys, come tonight and you will see the best of the best because we're the only big show on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And so they're coming here to win money and we got fantastic stock. They got their draws Monday. So they know what they're going to be riding, and it's going to be a spectacular event tonight. After Jack does his entrance tonight,
just be ready. We're not even sure what's going to happen again.
Who knows?
Jack ends up riding one of the horses out. Who knows?
Well, we'll have a different passenger there. Bennett and I and Les were inside last year, and Bennett and I aren't small, so we had a little counteraction, you know, with the weight distribution. So, but no, the Qantas group is fabulous.
They're good.
Everything with that event could have been disastrous, right?
Could have been.
And the way Jack handled it and the way he took it publicly throughout the year about how exciting
it
was.
Loves you.
Yeah.
And Qantas and the way they handled it. It was very special to watch something be potential tragedy into a positive event for everybody.
And it was.
And Qantas is here again. They came all the way from Utah to Texas and back to California. And Reading Rodeo Association absolutely loves those guys.
And we saw the stagecoach out there in full view last night
phenomenal.
At the...
It's beautiful stagecoach. You know, the other
the
thing.
Special
the
event
other
that
thing
happened
too,
last night.
You know, kind of going along with what Ted says, we have to take a break, is that the, you're going to see NFR champions this week, National
yes.
Finals Rodeo champions this week, right here in Reading.
Yep.
They love the rodeo. They like, you know, they've got chances to win money here. We got great stock. And that, yep. you know, that plays a lot. And for a cowboy, to come in to here is that what kind of stock do we have?
Yep.
And we've got some great stock. So, sure. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Celebrate another year with us this May for our 32nd year anniversary celebration at Twin River Resort and Casino. We'll have daily drawings, giveaways, specials, and entertainment to fill your days with fun and excitement all month long. And a chance to win up to $300,000. You won't want to miss this. This will be our best year yet, May 1st through 31st. For complete promotion or event details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Twin River Resort and Casino.
Reading Rodeo returns May 14th through the 17th. Four nights of rodeo excitement and fun for the whole family. We even added breakaway roping. Get your tickets now at ReadingRodeo.com. Bulls, barrels, broncs, and big-time thrills. Thank you to our sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Block Beverage, Hamilton Whiskey, SNL Group, Reading Rancheria, Reading Rodeo, May 14th through the 17th. Get your tickets now at ReadingRodeo.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Experience Glowing Wild and the Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, food fans. Chef Tao here, inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
Thank you.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Ride a black tornado across the western sky. Rope an old blue northern and milk it till it's dry.
All right. And welcome back
to KCNR
96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, always streaming on KCNR1460.com. We love our community. We love reaching out. We love to hear about, to share with our listeners all the things that are going on. So, you know, of course, we have, you know, the chief of police, and you've got an 8 o'clock hour Chamber of Commerce coming on. But right now, we just love this segment and this moment because we're here with the chairman of the Rancheria, Mr. Jack Potter.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we've known Jack a long time.
Watch. I mean, this all grow and be beautiful.
We were on KIXE during that Christmas. Do you remember that?
Oh, that was
fun.
Do
you remember that?
Yeah.
Because you had everybody in stitches. We weren't even sure what was coming next. I know the producer was running around with his hair on fire.
Yeah, and he wasn't sure.
What's he going to say next?
Yeah.
What's he going to say next?
Do I have to bleep? Do I have to bleep?
Yeah. It was live. It was all live.
Anyway. Stretch. And Jack knows how to stretch. Yeah. Stretch.
That was 250 pounds ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Hard to believe. It's hard to believe.
That's how much weight Jack has lost. We haven't lost 250 pounds. It's lost 160.
Well, I was 480, and now I'm 209.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
You were up that much?
Yeah, I was a 60 waist, and now I'm a 32.
Oh, my goodness, Jack.
Wow.
Jack. So a new man
Ted Bambino, who has not lost the 160 pounds.
No.
Still looking his svelte self, who is chairman of the Reading Rodeo Association.
Yeah, congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Was last year the first NFR? Or was it the second NFR for you?
With you guys, yes. It was the second with me. Yes. I think it would have been there five or six years.
But I mean, it's the leader.
Last year was the first year as the president. And, you know, I just want to shout out to our crew. All the way from Renee, we spoke about a minute ago, all the way to the women's groups, to Les putting together the bars, the arena crew. Skip Barker and all the guys that help. It's a passion that you can't explain to the listening public right now. We don't get paid. It's all true love for, you know, the sport, and for the community. We do this for our community because we love where we live, and that's the way we give back. I was blessed to be able to, have my boys take over the business, so I have more time.
But one of your boys was in there. He was working his butt off last night.
Yeah, he was serving food.
Yeah,
it was pretty cool. But, you know, it's amazing to have the amount of people with the dedication they have to put on this event. And then I come here early in the morning with Jack, you guys, what you've done for the rodeo and the announcements and the awareness to the community. It's just a phenomenal blend of people. For a great event.
We believe in this community, first of all. Y'all know that, I think. And this is just another part of being what's great about our community, that we want people to see the very, you know, the great things about Reading, and they want to come here and live. Yeah. So.
And we love, I personally, for me, I love the cowboy code.
Yeah.
And I love that the history of what we should know about how we take care of our land. We should be good with a handshake and a look in the eye and honesty.
Yes.
And that our word is our bond. And I think we see that with some of this. That's what makes me feel so proud to be involved, because I was raised that way, and that we respect our land. And if you take something from it, you put it back. And that's very much sacred. How you treat your surroundings, be sacred to it.
Yeah, because if you take care
and with it,
what you live within, it'll take care of you.
Right.
And I think that's what's good about, like, Reading or the North State.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we are a city, but yet we have the heart of a small town.
Yeah. I think that's very true. Yeah, we're 98,000, but really we're 15,000.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it.
Going back with what you were saying, Ted.
We got In-N-Out and Chick-fil-A. I mean, we're big time.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, we're big time.
But I mean, everybody.
Two In-N-Outs, two Chick-fil-A's. Yeah, are you kidding?
Yeah. When you look at that, what's going to be happening in these next four nights, and know that it is all donated time. It is all people from their hearts. People have jobs. And they're working, and they're trying to do everything they can to balance a family and go out there and make sure that we still have this heritage of the rodeo. It's huge.
Don't let me put words in your mouth, but any job that you can think of and say, well, I'm not a carpenter, that's okay. I'm not a carpenter, but I sure as hell can power wash.
Yeah.
I can paint.
Yeah.
I can paint. I can do those things.
There's something for everybody. Just a little point of dedication. You know, we had rain on Monday. Unfortunately, we had to cancel Special Kids Day. We'll make it up somehow.
Good.
But school's getting out soon, so it's a little bit difficult to pull it off. But we have the arena concerns, you know, about getting the ground ready for today, because Slack will start today. And then after Slack, you know, we'll be preparing the arena for tonight. Justin Myers on the tractor last night. We were trying a new implement last night after Hall of Fame dinner. I was out there till 11:30. Justin was there probably till, I think, around 4 in the morning.
Oh, my God, Justin.
Grooming that arena, getting that dirt perfect for today for Breakaway. Their Slack today.
Breakaway is brand new to the Reading Rodeo. It's not brand new to Rodeo, but brand new to Reading Rodeo. What is that?
Breakaway is a woman's event to where these cowgirls, which are phenomenal riders, and their horses are phenomenal. They rope a calf out of the chute, just like a normal roping event. Once their rope goes around the neck of the calf continues running, and once the rope becomes extended, it breaks away from their saddle, and that's where their time stops. So the calf doesn't even really know what happens. It just continues to run to the end of the arena.
Yeah.
So if you're not a big calf roping fan, this isn't a calf roping event like that. They break away. But anything from 2.5 to 5 seconds is a money winner for these gals. If you have nothing to do today, come down to the rodeo grounds. It's a free event. They're going to run Slack, which is their qualifier for tonight, night, Thursday. So we have our ropers, our team roping, we have our calf ropers, and we have our breakaway ropers today running Slack to qualify for the big show. So come on down and watch them, see what it's all about.
And, you know, the thing about them, the breakaway, when they put that loop over that calf's head, that horse sits down just like, you know, in your tie-down roping. That horse just sits down. And that's, you know, and it's so important, the relationship they have with that horse.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fast, too. You can run 10 people through there in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That sounds maybe not that just quick. Like anti-hunting in Indian country. When you have those older Indian women and you're walking along and they just reach out and grab you, you don't know what got you, but it stops. And it's instant.
I'm not sure how to follow that one up.
I like it.
Okay, so there's still tickets. ReadingRodeo.com, or go down to the ticket office. We've got still some tickets for tonight. Probably Thursday is getting really tight. Friday and Saturday are sold out, but it just so happens we're going to give away a couple of tickets to Friday and maybe even a couple of tickets to Saturday. So, and those are sold out. Those things are worth their weight in gold. Are you kidding? I'm carrying a gun.
And that is Armed Forces Night, by the way.
That's right.
Yeah.
Tonight, Native American Night, of course. Tomorrow night, Family Night. Bucking Cancer on Friday. And then
Armed Forces.
Armed Forces Appreciation Night. And it's going to be great.
It is. It is.
So
if we're almost concluded, I'd just like to finish on my part and thank Jack and the Rancheria. We love you guys. We're proud of our relationship, and we have many, many years ahead.
Oh, we do.
We do, and we appreciate you guys very much.
And the Indians aren't going nowhere, and the Reading Rodeo Association ain't going nowhere either.
That's right.
At least for 45 years.
That's right.
So that's good to hear, because the rodeo is just as important to Shasta County and the city of Reading as everything else.
Yeah.
And I couldn't think of that riverfront being anything different.
All right.
Thank you.
Neither could 90% of the rest
thank
of the
you.
Population,
thank
too.
Thank you, thank
but
you.
Thank you again for your support, Jack, you and Redding Rancheria.
Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Yeah,
with
come on down to the rodeo night and watch Jack ride the stagecoach.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
His relationship with Syria. He used his Middle East trip to announce that he's lifting sanctions on Syria and normalizing relations with the new government. Before leaving Saudi Arabia today, the president met with Syria's interim leader.
Since toppling Bashar al-Assad from power at the end of last year, Mr. Shara has been assiduous in trying to convince foreign leaders that he represents a new hope for Syria's future, despite his jihadist past. But meeting the U.S. president represents his biggest coup yet on the world stage. He'll be buoyed by Mr. Trump's surprise announcement that U.S. sanctions will be lifted on Syria. This is seen as essential by the new Syrian authorities if any real lasting progress is to be made.
That's the BBC's Sebastian Usher. The president is also urging Iran to make a new nuclear deal with the U.S. or risk severe economic and military consequences. More bloodshed in Gaza. Dozens of people were killed in overnight Israeli airstrikes. Consumers are finally seeing lower egg prices at the grocery store.
U.S. egg prices fell for the first time in months. The average price for a dozen grade A eggs dropped to $5.12 last month. That's after reaching a record high of $6.23 in March, according to the Consumer Price Index. It was the first month-to-month drop in egg prices since October of last year.
Despite the drop, egg prices still remain near record highs. Overall inflation cooled for the third straight month in April. California's top insurance regulator is giving State Farm the go-ahead to start raising premiums by 17%, this following the wildfires in Los Angeles. State Farm says the rate hikes are needed to help avoid dropping more policies. More details at Town Hall.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. As executive director of Turning Point USA, a national radio host, podcaster, husband, and father of two, my schedule is about as crazy as it can possibly get. 2 years ago, I made the decision to take control of my health, and I chose PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition because I needed a plan that fit my hectic lifestyle. I travel a lot, and my schedule changes every week, so I need something simple. They customized a plan for my body and my schedule, and I quickly lost 30 pounds. Now I have the energy and focus to get through my busy day. PhD will help you too. They won't let you fail. Just give them a call, schedule your weight loss consultation, and see if their program is right for you. Call 855-696-2020. That's 855-696-2020. The first 11 callers who mention the word healthy will get 2 weeks added to their weight loss package. Call 855-696-2020 and mention the word healthy or visit them at myphdweightloss.com. That is myphdweightloss.com. It worked for me and it can work for you. Myphdweightloss.com.
A federal grand jury has indicted a Wisconsin judge accused of helping a man evade immigration authorities.
Federal prosecutors charged Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan in April with concealing an individual to prevent arrest and obstruction. A grand jury affirmed the charges after convening Tuesday to determine whether there was enough probable cause to continue the case. FBI agents arrested Dugan at the Milwaukee County Courthouse a week after authorities said she directed Eduardo Flores Ruiz, who's in the country illegally, out a back door in her courtroom when she learned immigration agents were in the courthouse searching for him. Keith Peters reporting.
Pope Leo XIV has taken over the Vatican's official social media handles. The Vatican posted a first Instagram post repeating the first words Leo said to the world as Pope. Peace be with you all. News and analysis at townhall.com. First responders across Texas are preparing for the coming hot weather conditions.
Extreme heat protocols that are usually put in place in mid-July are being seen within numerous communities in Texas. Record-breaking temperatures are expected across the large part of the state beginning today, lasting for possibly a week. An extreme heat warning has already been issued for a large area of southwest Texas, including Eagle Pass, San Antonio, and Austin areas, and a heat advisory is in place for an even larger area. Triple-digit heat indices will be commonplace, with highs in the 90s expected into the weekend. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Cutbacks at Microsoft. The tech giant has begun laying off about 6,000 workers. That's nearly 3% of its entire workforce. It's the largest round of job cuts in more than 2 years. The mass layoffs come just weeks after Microsoft reported strong sales and profits. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the beginning of Rodeo Week right here from Rodeo Central in downtown Reading. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. The 14th of May, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Ben, our helmsman there that takes
hey,
care
Ben.
Of us.
Hey, Ben.
Good
doing,
morning.
Buddy?
Doing good.
Good.
Ben,
good.
Thank you so
Are
much.
Are you going to the rodeo?
Yeah, we're going Thursday night.
Okay,
yeah.
That's right. We scored some tickets.
Yeah, me and David and Phil and his family.
That's so cool.
How about Jen? Oh, Jen may not be going.
I'm not sure. I thought she was going, but
Jen is ready to launch a baby.
Any minute.
I mean, we're talking
she's
like
she's in the window.
Yeah, I mean, she's standing in the door.
Yeah,
you know, if you're jumping out of an airplane, she's standing in the door.
Yeah.
So the weather's going to be beautiful.
Beautiful. 79 today will be our highs. Overnight lows of 53. Beautiful rodeo weather ahead of us. Thursday tomorrow calls for 86. And then our overnight lows of 59 as we look at, and last night we were out at the rodeo grounds. We had our, legends,
Hall of
Fame, dinner. And when the sun went down, it got cool. People were putting on jackets. So just know that kind of looks like it, you might want to bring that with you so you don't, get too chilly. Friday calls for 86 and the overnight lows of 58. Looks like we may on Saturday have a 20% chance of thunder and showers, after 11 a.m., but mostly sunny with a high near 77.
You know what? They've said that before.
Yeah.
Do not let that stop you, the thought it could rain, because it probably is not going to. And we're going to have a great day, and it's going to, the parade at 9 o'clock.
Absolutely.
On Saturday morning.
And we're going to be in it, and we're very excited about being part of the parade. It's an all day.
They're keeping it a secret.
All day long. We have like chicks and chaps on Friday.
Been looking for a press release or something.
Yeah.
No.
Saturday night, 52. And then of course on Sunday, 78. And you can go to readingrodeo.com and look at a beautiful cowboy church they're going to be doing
on Sunday.
It's free to the public. And it is, I think it's going
they're
to be, is it day or night?
It's in the evening. And they're, are you going to that?
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. I mean, you know,
by the way, we're here
hat,
with Todd Jones,
that.
Who is the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and is a great guy. And are you part of this thing on this? This is seven churches have gotten together.
Yeah.
The way I understand,
yeah.
Bring this guy in.
Yeah, Todd Pierce is coming in on Sunday night, and I believe you guys are interviewing Cole and Caitlin Zick on Thursday
Yeah.
or Friday pancake breakfast. Yeah, so, Rodeo Church. Kind of, I guess, wearing my personal hat. Risen King, I guess they kind of spearheaded it. I don't know. There's a lot of churches involved, so there's a lot of people. But it's going to be Sunday night. It starts at 7, I believe.
It's free.
It's free. I believe the doors open at 5, I want to say.
It's open at 6.
Wonder 6, and then it starts at 7.
The vendors are still
my understanding is the vendors are all
going to hang around.
Yeah, and Ted Benbeam has been a big supporter of that.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be
great. Well,
tell
people, you know, this is not your typical church service, my friends. No, this is guy bringing in a untamed horse.
Yeah, so Todd Pierce is coming in. I've actually seen him before at a men's conference years ago, and what they kind of say is he breaks a wild horse, but it's not like a wild horse they just like got from BLM, land over
right.
in like Eastern Sierra County or something like that.
This one's like a 2 year old.
It's
that
like
has
a 2 year old.
Never
been ridden.
Yeah, never been ridden, but they've taught him to have a, you know, put a halter on him.
Yeah, so. Yeah, and it's a really cool experience. So I would encourage folks who want to come out.
Well, I may not be totally burnt out by then. So
there's a concert before that, before he comes on. So there's some local musicians that are kind of like country, western, folk type
Excellent.
Of musicians, and they're going to play. And then Todd Pierce is going to come out. It's a pretty cool experience.
Yeah, and he ties in ties in religion to those horses.
Yeah, it's cool. It's very cool.
It is kind of cool. I've kind of, you know, I've watched it on YouTube, some of it, and it's very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, with all this stuff going on.
There's a lot going on.
Oh, my God. I mean, and then, so I don't even know where to start.
Well, before we, whatever you have.
Before we get into that, because we have a lot, there's a lot to talk about, and I'll let you bring up whatever you want to, but what I'm most excited about, so I'm going to the rodeo tonight. Tomorrow and Saturday. Friday I have a soccer game. Soccer game
and
Friday.
And Sunday night.
And then Sunday night I'll be there too. So I'll be there Sunday. Maybe I will try to figure out a way to get there Friday. I don't have tickets, but I have tickets for all the other nights. So we're going. We're really excited. The most exciting thing to me, I have three boys, as many people know. My youngest is 5, and this year
he
made it.
Did he get it?
He made it.
He was
in the Slack on Saturday.
I'm getting text from Todd. He goes, you know, he's ready. He says, yeah. But I don't know if he got in. And I said, well, when did you sign him up? Because
I signed him up.
We only take like 100. Yep. I mean, there's 150. And when did you sign him up? You said, as soon as it opened
9:02 a.m. that morning. Yeah. It was like 9 or 10 a.m. Yeah. It was right after
Then I got a hold of Tim at the next meeting we had. I said, Tim, you got a Jones, and what's his first name?
Tanner Jones.
I said, you got a Tanner Jones in there? And he goes through all this stuff. He goes, yeah, right here.
All right,
it's like number three.
So the exciting thing is, I know it's not a grand finale, but he's in the Saturday show. We call it the big show.
The big show.
He made it to the big show.
He made it to the big show.
But what's exciting is,
I got chills.
We went last year, but none of my other boys wanted to do it. I was in the wrong age bracket last year, so none of my boys would have been able to do it anyway. And, you know, the thing is, like, of course I want them to do it and have fun.
Yeah.
It's like a dad's dream to get your kid busting. But the most exciting part is, like, he did well. You know, I mean,
we
watched about 25 kids go. He rode longer than almost all of them. He got a 0.87. Because do they actually go to 8 seconds? Is that the goal?
Goal is for them to it's – our real goal is this. We got 150 kids. We do 10 a night, so that's 40 kids.
12, right?
Or 12.
Yeah, it's 48 12, kids.
48 kids, 12 a night at the rodeo. And what you want to have is a child that, when you put them on the sheet, they don't refuse to ride.
Right. I saw that a lot Saturday.
A lot of it is parents want them to ride, it's the last thing that kid wants to do.
Right.
So what we're looking for is kids that are not going to be afraid, that they get in there, and that they're going to ride, and they come off, and they're, you know, hey.
My son is pumped.
Yeah.
So he did it. He rode for about 3.5 seconds or so. He got a 0.87, but he was excited to be there.
It's an 87.
Is it an 87? I thought it was a point. Okay, so we got an 87. Thank you, Carl. Thank you.
We give him regular scores.
I thought it was some, you know.
Oh, no.
So he got an 87. So he made it, and then he made it to Saturday. But the thing is, you know, he was excited to be there. He was excited to ride, excited when he fell off, and then he got that belt buckle. And, oh, my gosh.
Crown Motors.
Couldn't believe it.
Supports kids and veterans. I'm just telling people this. I love those guys. Support veterans organizations, and they support kids. And they got a Montana Silversmith buckle.
It's nice.
For every child that rode that Saturday at the stake field.
Okay, my kid has been wearing it nonstop, including to bed, for the last, whatever, 3 or 4 days since Saturday. And we didn't have a belt that could take a buckle, so we went straight down to Boot Barn. Got a belt, and he's been wearing it nonstop.
Is he wearing his cowboy boots?
He's wearing his cowboy boots.
Oh,
he's so proud.
Okay.
Okay, so then if he wins... Then
he'll
have
another one. He gets a set of spurs.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, you know, hey, he made it to the big show, so I'm super excited.
So what they're looking for is, and I've seen this before, a kid will go out and ride all the way to where the other sheep are.
Yeah.
And now they're just trying to get the kid off
the
sheep.
I've seen that before.
I've seen them with the...
Or they fall over and they just don't let go.
The kid's not letting go and they're trying to pry the kid off the sheep. So, I mean, these are cool.
Here's the rules. You have to be between 5 and 7 years old, and your weight has to be under 55 pounds.
Yep. And I'm taking Tanner tonight after we have a T-ball game, then we're going to go straight there so he can see it, like, with the crowd.
Right.
He went last year, but he was only 4, so he kind of didn't remember.
Yeah. Right.
But we're going to go this year so he can kind of see the action up close. So
now,
it's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, people don't like the way I describe it. And I said, that's an organized form of child abuse where a parent puts a kid on an animal that will run across the arena, knock him off, step on him, and people are cheering.
Yeah.
No,
but
here's
the deal.
Look
at it. Yeah. But you know what? Every one of those kids, well, with a few exceptions.
Right.
They are so proud of themselves.
Oh, gosh, I couldn't believe it.
But we do need to reiterate that what happened is 150 kids signed up that on the stake feed, which was May 10th, they all had to go through the trial. And then to see, are you ready? Can you do this? This isn't about your parents. When you're out there outside the ring, when you're on that sheep and outside in the arena, it's all about you. Yeah. Nobody's holding your hand. So that's when you get tested.
Yeah.
And then at that point, selected. So out of 150, how many are 20?
48. Yep.
So
boys
just
and
so
girls.
People know.
Boys and girls.
When we're watching the rodeo and you see kids fall off and they cry, they've already gone through this once.
Yeah. And they kind of self-DQ themselves on Saturday because I saw a lot of kids that didn't want to ride or they were really scared after they fell off. And so they're probably out already. I'm assuming that's how it works.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how.
And then it's kind of random.
Yeah. And plus, you'll see that beforehand when they're on the shoots, sometimes they're always talking, the announcer's there and Miss Reading Rodeo's there and Miss Reading of America, whoever's there to help them. So there's a show going on, but sometimes kids get on them they get stage fright.
And at
that point, they're like, I don't want to go.
Put them on the sheep, and that's it. They don't want to, and we don't force them.
Sure.
What we've done sometimes is, okay, and when it comes out, somebody's hanging on to the kid, and then you put them down on the child, and then he turned around and he said, I rode him! I rode a sheep! Yeah. And he did, in a way.
Yeah.
But nobody is forced to. They don't open the gate if a child does not want to. We just hand them back up to mom and dad.
We've got to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends out on Hilltop Drive, and that's Four Winds Jewelry. And, of course, they have donated a fantastic piece of Native American Navajo, one of a kind. It is a bolo tie that's the size of like 4 inches by 4 inches. It's
big
huge.
As your fist.
It's a beautiful alternative to a squash blossom. That's going to be,
I'll be wearing that Friday.
At Chicks and Chaps. You're going to have to fight Miss Reading Rodeo because she wants to wear it too. So that's a live auction item at Chicks and Chaps on Friday.
Fight's already
Four Winds Jewelry. They are like voted best in the North State 3 years in a row. They made our wedding rings. We have been going to them for 18 years now. 2225 Hilltop Drive. They've been almost 40 years in the business.
Yep.
So, go there for all of your jewelry and watch repair needs. Only full service jewelry store in Reading. 2225 Hilltop Drive, and we'll be right back. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Reading 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
To awaken your taste buds and celebrate the joy of flavor at Wind River Resort and Casino's 11th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. On May 30th, experience a delightful fusion of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts while savoring local brews and enjoying the rhythm of a live band. Tickets for the state event are $25 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino, and remember, bacon and brews are better at the river.
Reading Rodeo returns May 14th through the 17th. 4 nights of rodeo excitement and fun for the whole family. We even added breakaway roping. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com. Bulls, barrels, broncs, and big-time thrills. Thank you to our sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Block Beverage, Pendleton Whiskey, SNL Group, Reading Rancheria, Reading Rodeo, May 14th through the 17th. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had the answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street.
Welcome back. That's a way of handling crime. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. Linda had to run out. She was heading to... Gosh, I don't know. She's heading to the stables and other places today. She's real busy. And 8:22 here on the 14th is the beginning of rodeo.
This is it tonight.
This is it. Starts tonight. Tonight, tomorrow night, Friday and Saturday, the largest rodeo in Northern California, one of the best, one of the top, I don't know, 40 rodeos in the United States out of 686. Think about that.
That's
one of the
awesome.
Top 40 rodeos right here in Redding. And it's because you all have supported the rodeo. And the people that work on the rodeo do it for love. They sure as heck don't get paid. And I am giving away two tickets. Yeah, and they're actually sitting together for Friday night for the Bucking Cancer Night. Two tickets to the first person that calls me at 530-605-4567. These are great tickets. Section B, row 13, seat 14. So, 14 and 15. So give us a call, 530-605-4567 for Friday night rodeo tickets. And
miles
I'm here.
Quick. Someone's yeah. calling right now. Look at that.
They always call. They always call. It's good.
Yeah, it's great.
In fact, I don't hear them sometimes. And I think, gosh, they don't want those? You know, other things.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No. People like it. The big thing is, though, my friends, is you've got to pick these up. Before Friday. What can I say? I'm here with Todd Jones, who is the CEO of the Redding Chamber of Commerce, and flights to Denver are starting next week.
That's right, Thursday.
Oh my gosh.
Thursday, May 22nd.
Wow.
Yeah, I believe the first, there's an arrival No, that's not true. There's the first departure, and then there's an arrival. I can't remember the flight times off the top of my head, but there's a departure, and then there's an arrival coming in, kind of the circuitous route that the plane takes. Mm-hmm. And I think it's like a 1 p.m. around sometime after 1 p.m. flight. It's next Thursday. So that's really exciting. It's been a lot of work. The EDC and the team over there got it over the hump, and I was part of that for a long time, and a lot of conversations with United, flying out to Chicago for, you know, one-hour meetings and
Did they fly first class?
No, you pay. We're paying them. We're paying them $2 million to be here. They don't cover flights. I got to pay for the flights, and you know that's part of what we.
Well, that doesn't seem fair.
I know. We got to pay, and that's part of the contract that EDC has with the city of Reading.
Of course.
So
of course. Yeah.
We just pay for flights, and I racked up some miles during then. So every once in a while, you get premium economy, but I was usually economy. So
you're only 6'4".
Yeah, I know. It's a little tight. I get the premium. That's why I upgraded to the premium economy. I get like three inches more legroom.
We have friends, and not that they ever fly economy, but she's like 5 feet tall. He's 6'5". Yeah, they're married.
Hey Carl, maybe quick question for you.
Yeah. Today, wait a minute. Let me finish this story. And when they fly, I mean, for her, it's fine. She's got plenty of room. For him?
Yeah, it's tough.
So I'm pretty sure they don't fly economy. Yes, sir.
You know how Ted had said there was a free event today going on at the rodeo grounds?
Oh, yeah.
What Slack. That
okay, that's Slack. It starts at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay, what Slack is when, because we have so many entries for the rodeo in the timed events, in this case, breakaway, team roping, and tie-down roping, what they do is they call it Slack, and they come out, and the ones with the best runs go on tonight. For the rodeo itself. And that's going to start at 10 and it's free.
So nobody's called about the tickets yet.
You're kidding. I have tickets for Friday night rodeo and nobody's called. Some people don't call because they think I'll never get them. 530-605-4567. And you can get rodeo tickets for Friday. It's going to be a beautiful night. Last night we were down at the rodeo grounds, and Linda had put on a jacket. And it cooled off.
It's going to be a great week. Oh, it's been hot some years. It's rained some years. This is going to be a great week of rodeo.
It's going to be
a great week.
Okay, so what does this mean to us here in town to have Denver? Is that what kind of impact?
It's a big deal. I mean, you know, we talk about this a lot. Obviously, we run Visit Reading out of the chamber. We've had that for about 4 years. Visit Reading's been around for decades, and you know, having a Denver flight, you know, back when I was at the EDC. It's really about eastbound travel. We know how many people are going eastbound every single day. People are going through SFO and LAX right now. Sometimes they go through Seattle with Alaska Airlines. But having that eastbound connection is so much more efficient. You know, San Francisco cancels a lot of flights because of visibility. When it's too foggy, the runways are too close together, and so they have to cancel flights, and that's really the delay. I mean, we've all gotten canceled. And typically it's coming from SFO back to Reading. And so having this eastbound flight, Denver has a very reliable airport. And United Airlines is going to service that with an E-175, which is a great plane. And I think it's about a two-hour flight to Denver, a little over 2 hours. But it's not about Denver. It's not really about getting Denver to Reading, although that's a bonus to get people to Denver or get people from Denver here to visit.
Yeah.
It's really about the eastbound connectivity for our residents here.
Because you can go anywhere from Denver.
You can go anywhere in the world. So it's going to be a really, really big flight. And what happens is when we get these new flights, and I don't want to steal the EDC thunder too much. I'm not there anymore, but you get this stimulus effect where people are looking.
We'll have Rebecca back.
Yeah, they're looking to fly Reading first because you get more options, you get more flight times, you get more connectivity. And so between three SFO flights a day, LAX flight, a Denver flight just with United, and then you have Alaska Airlines with Seattle, you get a lot more options to fly in and out of Reading. So it's going to be a big deal.
What impact is going to be when they shut down the airport for a month?
Well, you know, it's one of the
in September,
it's
isn't
October.
It?
October. I think it's the whole month of October.
Yeah.
And I've been on the airport master plan committee for the last 4 years, almost 3 or 4 years. So we've been going through a master plan. They've been doing a strategic plan. So I've been on this committee for about 4 years. They call it a pack, I want to say. Anyway, it's about the airport.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that is a wonderful thing that we're going to get here. It's paid for primarily by the federal government through the FAA.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big grant. It's one of those things where it's kind of like ripping off the Band-Aid.
We have to fix the runway. It's not just, they're not just like coating it. They're like taking out the whole runway basically and repaving it. So,
and they can do that
all the stuff
in a month.
It's 24/7, and I'm pretty sure the contractor has a bonus if they get done earlier. And so
I'm not sure if I'm crazy about that.
Right now they are, you know, they signed the contract a couple weeks ago. They authorized it at City Council. They're starting to order materials. I really shouldn't get too in the weeds because I don't know all of them.
Are they local guys or?
I don't know who got the,
I would hope that they would give a contract to somebody that does this, a lot.
That does this a lot. I'm sure they'll sub out some locals.
Oh,
but
sure.
You know, it's electrical, it's drainage, it's lights, it's signage, it's all this stuff. And it's a big deal. And there's never a good time to do it. But you need decent weather. It can't be, you know, in the rainy
October's
season yet.
October's a good time.
And the airports, the airlines know. And it is what it is. But we're going to be, you know, we're going to have the runway stable and in good shape for a long time after this major, major reconstruction.
They also wanted to extend the runway like 1,300 feet, right?
1,000 feet was the goal. It's not going to happen right now.
But it can without shutting down the airfield.
It could happen. They would extend
in the future
on the north side of the airport because there's a bunch of easement property there and city property. And that's really important for DC-10s, which are the very large air tankers, the big air tankers for firefighting. They need more runway to take off with a full load.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's really important for firefighting and, you know, having that CAL FIRE base there, it'd be a huge improvement. So, you know, that's the next step. Getting this one's a good step and looking at terminal expansion down the road. But the runway extension would be a big deal.
Okay. I'm here with Todd Jones, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's, or Subway, if that's what you remember. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967, and I've been going there since, 2007. Never had a bad haircut. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. I love barbershops. And you can make an appointment, and that's how I roll, is I call them at 530-244-9478. Make an appointment. Come in, get my haircut. Sometimes I hang around. Catch up on my National Geographic, which is always in barbershops. Have you ever noticed that, Todd?
I don't see it anymore except for barbershops.
Yeah, barbershops. And it's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Todd Jones.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
We're back 6 days a week. Since 1938, Jack's Grill is served fabulous steaks. Fork tender filet mignon, New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Deep fried prawns and southern fried chicken. All dinners served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries. And a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill. Open Monday through Saturday now with comfortable patio seating. A Reading landmark at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading. It's rodeo week, and once again, those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose. As usual, they bumbled the annual bank robbery. You can win cash by unmasking the lone stranger and finding the hidden loot. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to this Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast downtown in the Whistle Stop Park. Tickets are only $6 in advance, $7 Friday morning, and downtown street parking is free for the breakfast. Saddle up, it's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale. Featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Reading's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m. And the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salad, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, inviting you to attend the High Plains Shooting Sports Center fundraising dinner May 29th at the Anderson VFW. Live auction, raffle, and lots of gun giveaways. Dinner catered by Rockin' Pete's Barbecue. This is a great opportunity to help shooting sports and the Second Amendment in Shasta County. High Plains Shooting Sports fundraiser dinner this May 29th. For tickets, call me, Patrick Jones, at 530-222-3223 or come by Jones's Ford on Cypress Avenue. And thank you for your support.
Get ready to experience an unstoppable force and the youngest record-breaking country star, Gabby Barrett, in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, June 28th. Battle up and boogie down to number one hits like The Good One and Pick Me Up. Tickets for this event start at just $40 plus fee. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here, inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in Rodeo Central of Redding, California in Shasta County. Today, the 14th of May, 8:36 in the morning, about 61 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to go up to, I think, what, 79, 80, something like that. Linda took the weather report when she left because she's out. She's right in the middle of Rodeo Week 2. Our guest today is Todd Jones, who is the CEO of the Redding Chamber of Commerce. We talked about the airport. We're starting the Denver flights next week. We're expanding the airport. And what else?
I should always talk about my events that I have coming up. We have greeters, of course, every Thursday. We are booked for greeters right now.
And wow.
Through January of 2026, which is absolutely incredible. Every Thursday we have greeters, and tomorrow it
is. And you always have them at 8 o'clock.
8 a.m. Sorry, Carl. I know. 8 to 9. 8 to 9. They've been that way. I looked at some archives the other day from like the 50s, and we've been doing them weekly at 8 o'clock. Well, they've fluctuated. They've been at noon and 9 and different times. They used to be at the Eagle Hotel. It has a standing meeting. They were always there, but now obviously we rotate around. So tomorrow we're at Authority Property Management, Aaron and Jolene Roberts.
Oh, yeah,
great people.
Good people.
Great people, support a lot of things and have a great business there. And so that's where greeters is at tomorrow. And then at the end of the month, we have our happy hour this month at Mosaic, which is, I should have known the date before I started talking, it is on the 29th. 29th, so Mosaic is doing Chamber Happy Hour. And we do those once a month, typically on the last Thursday. And then another thing, which I'm just starting, which is only a month away, so I'm a little bit crazy. But I thought, gosh, you know, I'd love to do some type of family event. And we just got a new member several months ago called The Summit, which is a camp in Whitmore, which is an amazing place. Whitmore is such an interesting place because it's between 44 and 299. So, like, you have to be really intentional to go to Whitmore. It's not on your way to anything. And so this Summit.
You know how I got to Whitmore? I got lost. Then you're driving around.
You can get real lost.
You can get lost. And we end up in Whitmore, and I went, well, this is cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whitmore School. So this place called The Summit, it used to be called, I think, Cascade School, and it used to be like a rich kid's school that if they got in trouble, they would go here. So it was like a boarding school. So like Paris Hilton, Robin Downey Jr., I think Lindsay Snyder, who's the CEO of In-N-Out, went there when she was a kid.
Really?
That's a rumor, but I know Paris Hilton went there. And it's this amazing campus.
Paris Hilton?
It's several hundred acres.
Well, she's a huge success.
Well, you know, she is going to be a multi-hundred millionaire here pretty soon. I'm sure she already is. But anyway, this school out there, it's called The Summit, and it's a retreat center. So they can house about 400 people, and they can serve about that many people in their dining hall. Mm-hmm. They have a pool, full football field, baseball field, ponds, pickleball, basketball, horseshoes, sand volleyball, you name it. They have all this stuff, and they joined last year, and they said, hey, we'd love to get some locals up here because they do a lot of, like, church events and sports camps and things like that. And so I said, let's do an event. So we're going to do an event Friday, June 13th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Summit. It's about 45 minutes away, and they're going to serve us food. And then we're going to have, like, Kona Ice up there for the kids and do sack races and watermelon eating contests, just like a good old-fashioned summer picnic.
Cool. At the Summit. And when's that going to be?
It's going to be Friday, June 13th. It's a beautiful place. And
Friday the 13th.
Up in just about a month away. And
yeah.
And it's a really cool spot. So we're going to have tickets online here in the next couple days. And you can get tickets to that to cover the cost of the meal. But if nothing else, it's just a great venue. So I think it'd be cool for people to come up there and check it out and see what they have going on up there. It's a really, really cool place.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. I see the board of supervisors, even though that you're not in the county.
Yes.
But the board of supervisors appointed Clint Curtis. Is it Clint Curtis?
Clint Curtis.
Yeah. As the ROV.
Last night. Official.
It's interesting. I mean, you know, his what he is bringing to the table. And there's two of the supervisors just adamantly against him being there.
Yep.
And then, somebody said that, you know, he has to be registered here in town. He has to have a mailing address here in town. But his mailing address belongs to somebody else that lives here, unless he's, you know, staying with Patty Plum. If that's his, you know, renting a room or a place from him, I guess you could do that. So you think that's going to have, because what you try to do is you bring in people to start their businesses here. When you have, you know, and I'm not saying he can't do the job because everybody had the same problems with Tom Toler, and Tom seemed to do a pretty good job there. You know, it drove his medical problems. Yeah. When people look at coming to Reading, because we've got a couple of online, quote, papers.
Yeah.
That are pretty, you know, adamant against the board of supervisors and other aspects of Shasta County. Do they have a big impact? Have you ever heard anything about that?
I think the big challenge, and I can kind of take this answer a few different ways, but I think the biggest challenge, and I'll start with my challenge, my personal issue, and then we can talk about some of the media stuff, is there is so much going on in this county that's so important. You got the jail, courthouse. I mean, not the new courthouse. That's the state of California's problem. But the old courthouse, a jail. We have this criminal justice system. We don't have enough DAs. We have a lot of homelessness. And I know these things pop up on the supervisor's agenda, but it seems to me like we are spending an inordinate amount of time on stuff that doesn't really matter to move our community forward in terms of economic development, business, because business and economic development, those things are going to do well when we have quality of life improve. And so when we have these homelessness issues, which there are a lot of wonderful organizations like the Good News Rescue Mission, the City of Reading, the supervisors are talking about it too, so I don't want to totally discount that. You know, they're talking about, hey, how do we figure out this problem? It's a big, big issue. Governor Newsom this week said they're going to allow banning of camps.
No more camps in cities.
And there's a lot of money, including the City of Reading has got a lot of money for encampments. And so there are folks that are at those Veda Street shelters who got money from the City of Reading for the mission. location, and those are specifically for people to come out of encampments. But, you know, we know, and I've been to these camps before, mm-hmm. these folks don't want help. The mission is never at capacity. There's always
never has
room,
yeah.
But it's a mentality. There's drug issues.
Well,
there's
now,
all these kinds of things.
Well, now, according to Newsom, that counties and cities can empty those camps.
We hopefully. I mean, what are they going to? I mean, there's all these cities are talking about, hey, we don't have enough resources, which I don't know if that's really the truth. We have a lot of resources in town already, but it's a really systemic.
Like 20 different groups that are helping homeless
people.
There's a lot.
There's a lot of different groups.
And, you know, so then and we had somebody on the other day with the the mini houses.
Yeah.
It's got an 85% success rate. You know, getting them off the street where they don't have to, they can actually sleep at night.
Yeah.
Which is a big thing.
So, I guess.
Yeah, we're going to build 100 more of these?
I think there probably will be more housing coming online here for people to transition out of housing. I mean, the shelter's an emergency shelter, but, like, what's the long-term success? How are you going to get them out of that? So there's more, I know there's a lot of folks working on transitional housing projects, but it's a big, big problem. So again, back to the supervisors, it's like, hey, We're talking about all this stuff for elections and, you know, hand counting and all these things. It's like there's some really, really major quality of life issues that the county, I think, should be addressing right now. They have health and human services. The cities do not have that. And so we need to figure out ways to enable people to be successful.
We've got to roll into the city, too, and see some of the things they're doing because I have questions about some of their stuff, but we got to take a break here. So I'm going to read the clues. They've already found the money. They found it down at the Tesla, in one of the Tesla charging spots down there by the bridge in Turtle Bay. So here's the clue for the Lone Stranger and Sidekick. They paused for a moment to take a break. From their flight from the cowboys, they're trying to shake. The cowboys gathered witnesses in the scene they did scan for clues that they threw, which may have missed the cans. I'm thinking Rick Bassetti and Stephanie Bridget, but they're both of them are too tall.
Someone was short.
It's got to be somebody short. So who is that? Who do we know is short? I mean, they're short. So
D. Domke? Has she been a...
D. Domke?
D. Domke?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe that's...
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to get both of them.
The clues are tricky, though.
See,
yeah, I know.
Linda was 2 years ago, they didn't get them till 8 o'clock on Friday morning. They got some of them got guessed Baron, and some of them guessed Linda, but they never guessed them together. So you got to get both of them.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Todd Jones.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Reading Rodeo returns May 14th through the 17th. 4 nights of rodeo excitement and fun for the whole family. We even added breakaway roping. Get your tickets now at ReadingRodeo.com. Bulls, barrels, broncs, and big time thrills. Thank you to our sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Block Beverages, Pennington Whiskey, SNL Group, Reading Rancheria, Reading Rodeo, May 14th through the 17th. Get your tickets now at ReadingRodeo.com.
Golden Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring-shaped bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off.
If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Celebrate another year with us this May for our 32nd year anniversary celebration at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll have daily drawings, giveaways, specials, and entertainment to fill your days with fun and excitement all month long. And a chance to win up to $300,000. You won't want to miss this. This will be our best year yet, May 1st through 31st. For complete promotion or event details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Anna Jay, Soul Punch, Ashley Black, and the Liquid Amber Band. Enjoy fun with the family with Red and Balloons and Face Painting by Squishy Doodle. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 18th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 8th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
KIXE PBS and Indie Lens Pop-Up present a free screening of the film Matter of Mind, My Alzheimer's, an intimate portrayal of three families confronting the unique challenges of Alzheimer's and how this progressive disease transforms roles and relationships. Join us May 14th at 5 p.m. at Dignity Health's Connected Living at 200 Mercy Oaks Drive in Reading to watch this important film and to discover what resources are available for families from local brain health partners.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Tomorrow, we've got, John Grounding's coming in. We've got some people from Golden Valley Bank. We've got a whole lot of people coming in tomorrow. And then Friday, the pancake breakfast. And I'll be downtown in the middle of all that for pancake breakfast.
That's going to be fun. We got a travel writer coming up from a thing called California Bountiful. And she's going to interview me, and hopefully we'll talk to some cowboys. Maybe we'll come by and see you right after your show's over and say hi to you. And it's California Bountiful, which is part of the California Farm Bureau. They have, like, this publication.
Why not
doing.
Just bring her on, put her on?
Magazines.
Talk about California Bountiful.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah,
we could.
Can do that.
We'll swing
got,
by. Are you still in the same corner? Kind of.
No, you'll see us.
Right, we'll find you.
We'll have the KCNR thing up there. Because they're trying to move us back and forth because of the, for one thing, the steam. Whistle.
Oh, yeah.
When that thing goes off, it just blows us off the air, and then they're having a band going crazy, so we're going to probably be in a little bit different spot. But in the same general area, you'll see the KCNR pop-up.
You know, the other thing I forgot to mention when we were talking about Denver flights earlier is, you know, the work that Visit Reading's doing right now, last year we spent about $250,000 on direct ad spend in mostly drive markets. Drive markets are our primary visitors, so Sacramento, Reno, Medford, Eureka, Chico.
When you say drive markets.
Like if within four hours. So that's the majority of our visitors is within 4 hours. We don't have a lot of people flying in to visit Reading specifically. That just is what it is. Like, could it be better? Yeah, sure. But that's just not what it is. People are coming up from San Francisco, San Jose, Sacramento, Reno, Eureka, Medford. Those are our biggest ones. But we do a lot of marketing in like LA, Seattle, where people can fly directly to Reading. So we spend money there, social media. We hyper-target people that like fishing and mountain biking and outdoors because social media, you can
like
really,
Shasta and
you can
all
really
that.
Pinpoint that stuff really closely.
Sure.
But the exciting thing is over the last couple months, we've been starting to do Denver ads, and those ads are performing really well. So people are clicking through. They're looking at our ads. We're getting, you know, hundreds of thousands of impressions, which impressions are just one part. But the click-through rate and people going to our website to look at what we have in the Denver metro is cool. And Danny, today, our Visit Reading director, he is actually flying out to Denver today, and he's meeting with 8 travel writers over the next 2 days. And they're going to write stories. And there's a couple local Denver publications that are big in that market. Yeah. I can't remember what they're called. And then there's some bigger ones like – you know, Lifestyle Magazine and things like that. That's an example. I'm not sure if he's meeting with Lifestyle, but these bigger publications that are more outdoor focused, recreation focused, then he's going to be pitching Redding to those travel writers. And, it's a cool thing to do because once you get one of these big stories in like Field and Stream or, you know, Single Track Magazine, we had a travel writer from Single Track here last weekend. You start to put Redding on the map for these bigger publications that people see.
He should be taking a stack of Enjoy magazines with him.
We do take a lot of them, typically. We take a lot of Enjoy magazines.
This
kind of
gives you an idea. Things are happening up here in Northern California, and they're all positive.
Visitor guides, stickers, some other things. We bring, you know, try to bring them a little bag for all the travel writers. So it's a cool – too bad we don't have the Denver flight today, but, you know, he's going through SFO, and then he'll – Reading SFO to Denver. And
hopefully
he'll
makes
pitch.
It.
He'll make it. He'll make it there. Will he make it back? He will. Well, you know, Reading – again, going back to the airport, Reading actually has very high reliability scores compared to other similar size airports.
Yeah.
But everybody, you miss one flight, everybody's going to hear about it. You know, you're going to tell all your friends, hey, I got stuck in SFO, couldn't get back to Reading, but Reading has really, really good numbers for reliability. And it's always San Francisco or SkyWest or United has a, you know, plane issue or something like that. It's never fault of the Reading airport.
It's not the Reading airport.
Never.
So, you know, there's one of the announcers was coming in last night. Is going to be there for the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Wayne didn't make it.
Oh, shoot. Flying in?
Oh, shoot. Is that what you said?
Oh, shoot.
Okay, that's good. Hey. You heard that.
Flying
right?
in? He was flying in.
He was flying in, and he got stuck down in San Francisco or someplace.
Well, I don't know if you'll know all the stats. I should know them. Are there a lot of room nights booked for Reading? I'll find out. I'm asking you the question that I should know the answer to, and just in terms of what the hotel occupancy looks like. Because a lot of the Cowboys bring a stock, I don't know what they call them, but the stock trailers that have like a RV,
living quarters.
Like a living quarters in the front.
Yeah, and those, and some of those are $200,000, $300,000 because they live in them most of the
year.
They're
on a circuit.
But you'll see, it's not maybe not so much Cowboys because a lot of times Cowboys will, they'll get a room, but there'll be like four of them in there.
Yeah.
But it's the fact that selling out on Friday and Saturday can't help but, it's got to help our
absolutely the local, economic impact of the rodeo.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
The local hotels and restaurants and gas. Speaking of gas,
yes,
I read that thing. I know you probably read it too.
You're a diesel driver now too, right?
I am.
Yeah,
and they're saying that gas could be above $8 a gallon in June of 2026.
Now, I didn't.
If they don't change something, the legislature.
And was it based on an executive? Well, the governor doesn't have that much unilateral power.
No, but they passed these cap and trades and all this. And what it is two of our refineries that has 20% of the output are closing because they've had it.
Yeah.
They're moving out of California.
Getting an air permit is next to impossible.
And so you take away 20% of the gas and diesel that's being made. So then you've got to import it. Plus these cap and trade things. It was a pretty somber article. I think Bruce Ross put it out on Facebook when I saw it, and then I checked it on other things. $8 a gallon for gas, which means diesel's got to be $8.50 or $8.60.
Yeah.
How
or $10.
Or how do people then, because they travel?
Yeah.
The impact on vacations.
Well, I think
it's
right
going
now,
to be huge.
Yeah, drive markets is our biggest one. So people, you know, they need to be able to fill up their tank a couple times, get to where they're going. It's a big deal. Travel over the last couple of years has been pretty big, and I think people's habits are shifting too. We talk about room rates and occupancy. We have about 150 more hotel rooms coming online this summer with the two new hotels that are getting built. And travel is changing. You know, people are coming up in their Sprinter vans or their RVs. The economic impact of travel has changed, but with gas prices going up. It's going to be
that. It's the cost of food goes up, the cost of everything. All the supplies come in here on diesel.
I think the nice thing for us is that, again, we're getting a lot of people within 4 hours. So someone in San Francisco or Sacramento, they might not say, hey, I'm going to drive to Moab for my vacation in Utah. We're going to go to Redding.
They're going to go
Redding's closer. Yeah. We're not going to go to Seattle. We're not going to drive to San Diego.
we're going to go a little bit closer. Yeah. Tahoe is super expensive. It's always overcrowded. Let's go to Redding. And you I think that's what can help. That's like kind of the silver lining of the whole thing is people are going to spend more time closer to home.
You know, if you go to YouTube and you go to, Redding on it, I just found it the other day. And they've got 3, 4, 5, 6 vignettes in there about why Redding is such a great place.
There's a lot of good stuff on YouTube.
I mean, yeah. I mean, why is Redding a great place to visit? I mean, this one guy walked down the streets and he made this whole Market Street. Well, it does. It looks nice. It was like, wow. I mean, this looks cool.
Yeah. I was having a conversation the other day with somebody, and we were talking about growth in Redding and where I see Redding. And, you know, my big thing is I want to see the Redding area grow, I mean, by quite a bit. I would say like 50,000 people over the next, like, 20 years. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
But, you know, if someone was saying, well, we got to preserve our history, and I was thinking about it. My parents grew up here. I grew up in Weaverville. And, you know, downtown Redding, it's closer to what it was in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s than what it was over the last, you know, 30, 40 years because of the way they've opened up Market Street again. They've restored these storefronts. We have new stuff down there. Back when it was the old mall, it was a bit depressed down here. And so we're opening back up. So we're growing, but we're also kind of getting back to our roots, which I think is really cool.
Great. Okay. Next time you're on, let's talk about what the businesses think about about Redding and the future here in the next 6 or 7 months. We kind of touched on it before. Okay, everybody, have a great day. Rodeo starts tonight. If you're looking for me, come on over to the rodeo grounds. I'll be there someplace. I'll wear a red shirt. I'll be easy to find, along with 50 or 60 other people wearing the red shirt. It's going to be a beautiful day. Have a great day, and God bless America.
KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.